Taking some time to settle into whatever posture you've chosen, standing, sitting, lying down. Caring for the body. Making sure there's nothing tight, restricted, adjust as need be. Bringing tenderness to this body. Feel into the breathing as a way to begin to land more deeply into the body. Remembering your wonderful, kind intentions for being here today. Can we engage with this body scan with a friendly, perhaps even a loving awareness, an awareness that's infused with metta? And so I'll read you part of this poem from Allen Ginsberg, and where he uses the word love. Perhaps we might insert the word metta. The poem's called Song. The weight of the world is love. Under the burden of solitude, under the burden of dissatisfaction, the weight we carry is love. Who can deny? In dreams, it touches the body. In thought, constructs a miracle. In imagination, anguishes till born in human. Looks out of the heart, burning with purity. For the burden of life is love. But we carry the weight wearily, and so must rest in the arms of love at last. Must rest in the arms of love. No rest without love. No sleep without dreams of love. Be mad or chill, obsessed with angels or machines. The final wish is love. No rest without love. And perhaps too, we might say no love without rest. Need for some kindly conditions of resting in the body as we do in the body scan, of having intentions to be kindly in our awareness, tender. And so feeling into the breath in the whole body and really connecting with the whole body. And then letting the breath gently recede into the background. Engage it at any moment that you may need to help you open more deeply into any area of the body, especially areas that are in discomfort. Not to fix or change, but to open more deeply. And let's bring our attention now, if you will, to the top of the head. And we'll just gently sweep downwards, allowing ourselves to have a tender light touch with the skin. And so feeling the head, the back of the head, the skin. And the ears. And then down through the face, forehead to chin, feeling the skin. Nice light touch. And into the neck, front and back, the skin. And feeling the skin of the shoulders and down the arms to the fingertips. And then coming to the chest, the skin. Down into the belly, light, tender touch. A soft caress. Drawing attention back as it wanders, as a gift to ourselves, a kindness. And then coming back to the shoulders. And feeling the skin down the back to the tailbone. And feeling the skin in the pelvic region. And then sweeping down the legs to the toes, feeling the skin. Light touch, friendly, no demand to go deeper. As you're ready, feeling the whole body breathing as you sense the skin. We're aware as we scan body that it's imperfect, impermanent, always changing. And what's happening is impersonal. It has its own conditioned agenda. It is not ruled by the mind. Releasing the breath as you're ready, as we now sweep upwards, beginning at the soles of the feet, and as you're able to sense into the flesh beneath the skin. From the soles of the feet, up to the buttocks at your own pace. Tenderly sweeping the body, the flesh, with our awareness. And as you're ready, feeling into the flesh of the pelvic region. And into the abdomen. And through to the lower back from the pelvis, about halfway up the back, feeling the flesh just as it is, this moment, with kindness. Feel free to give yourself soothing touch to any body part as you're able at any point. Breathe more deeply into it. As gestures of kindness, tenderness. Letting the awareness move up the back to the shoulders, include the shoulders, feeling the flesh of the back. Letting the awareness move through to the chest as we feel the flesh, the muscles of the chest wall. And then letting go of that as we come to the fingertips and move our way through the hands to the shoulders, feeling the flesh. Impermanent, imperfect, impersonal, body, simply body, unfolding. And from the shoulder joints into the neck, feeling the flesh. And through the face, from the chin to the top of the head. Feeling the flesh too, inside the mouth. And feeling the flesh of the scalp and the ears to the top of the head. And as you feel ready, breathing into the whole body, feeling the flesh. Imperfect. Impermanent, impersonal, the three characteristics beautifully show themselves with body skin. And then releasing the breath, and we'll scan downwards from the top of the head, feeling the bones, feeling the cranium and the bones of the face. Including the teeth, And feeling the bones in the neck. Some bones we can truly feel, others it's just a sensing into, a bit of imagination. It's okay. It just helps us direct our awareness more deeply into body. And feeling the bones now, if you will, in the chest, the clavicle, the sternum, the ribs. And then the bones of the shoulders, down the arms to the fingertips and thumbs. Feeling the bones. Like a tender caress. And as you're ready, releasing the arms and hands and feeling the bones down the length of the back, through the neck and shoulders and shoulder blades, the spine, the ribs, all the way down to the tailbone, the sacrum. And sensing into the bones of the pelvis and the hips from the back all the way around to the front. And then sensing into the bones of the legs, from the sitting bones, all the way down through to the toes. And as you feel ready, feeling the breath and the whole body and sensing into the bones. Impermanent, imperfect, impersonal body, simply being body, unfolding moment to moment. Feeling breath and body, the bones and the flesh. And outwards to the skin. Skin, flesh, bones. Holding it all in a tender awareness. Recognizing and allowing how things are, giving a little extra time to investigate any one part that's asking for a bit of attention. Remembering it's nature rolling on, not always so, not permanent, not perfect. Not personal. Taking a half a minute more for any investigation you've been engaged in. And just resting in the sense of the whole body being breathed, skin, flesh, bone. Jane Hirschfield reminds us of these three characteristics: impermanent, imperfect, impersonal, and the importance of this tenderness towards it, with her poem, Ripeness. Ripeness is what falls away with ease. Not only the heavy apple, the pear, but also the dry brown strands of autumn iris from their care. To let your body love this world that gave itself to your care in all of its ripeness with ease, and will take itself from you in equal ripeness and ease, is also harvest. And however sharply you are tested, this sorrow, that great love, it too will leave on that clean knife.